Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninganem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Economic Survey 2025-26 tabled in Parliament projects country's real GDP growth at 7.4%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says reform, perform, transform, define government. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan calls for robust oversight, decorum in Rajya Sabha. And in Ranji Trophy Elite, Nagaland posts 322 for 6 on day 1 against Andhra Pradesh. Now the news in detail. The country's real GDP is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2026, driven by strong domestic demand. Economic growth for 2027 is likely to range between 6.8 to 7.2%. This was stated in the economic survey presented by the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the Parliament today.
With your permission, I rise to lay on the table a copy each of the following papers, Hindi and English versions: Economic Survey 25-26, Economic Survey 25-26 Statistical Appendix.
According to the economic survey, the Indian economy has maintained strong growth momentum in the financial year 2026, supported by private consumption and capital formation. Services remain the key contributor, while manufacturing has strengthened and agriculture has provided stability. The survey highlighted that despite global uncertainties caused by geopolitical tensions and trade disruptions, India has demonstrated that macroeconomic growth can be sustained even in a turbulent global environment. Later, both House of Parliament adjourned for the day to meet again on Sunday for the presentation of Union Budget 2026-27. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is now moving beyond long-term pending problems and is firmly stepping onto the path of long-term solutions. He said his government has been identified with reform, perform and transform, and the country has now boarded the Reform Express. Addressing the media in New Delhi today on the second day of the budget session, Mr. Modi said, "This is the time for solution rather than disruption," and urged everyone to act constructively for the development of the nation. He said the next 25 years will be crucial to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by the year 2047.
2047 विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य को प्राप्त करने के लिए ये महत्वपूर्ण 25 वर्ष का दौर आरंभ हो रहा है और इस शताब्दी की दूसरे क्वार्टर का ये पहला बजट आ रहा है। आत्मविश्वास भरा हिंदुस्तान आज विश्व के लिए आशा की किरण भी बना है, आकर्षण का केंद्र भी बना है।
The Prime Minister said India's democracy and demography are the hope for the world. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has urged the members to contribute to exercising robust parliamentary oversight and maintaining the highest parliamentary decorum. In his opening remarks during Zero Hour at the commencement of the session of the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that the country's democracy flourishes through diversity of views and spirited debate. He said respectful exchange of opinions and constructive discussions should be the norm of parliamentary discourse.
Let us remind ourselves at the onset of this session that India's growing influence and stature in the global economy makes our role as parliamentarians crucial in shaping the nation's economic direction. Let us commit ourselves to a session defined by decorum, discipline and dignified conduct.
Wak Chung Police registered a total of 48 cases and made 67 arrests in 2025. This was disclosed in the crime statistics for the period from January 1 to December 31, 2025, released by the PRO and additional SP Mokok Chung. Of the total cases, 29 were registered under the IPC, including 8 theft cases, 7 vehicle accident cases, 3 cheating cases, 2 cases of kidnapping and 1 rape case, among others. In addition, 19 cases were registered under special and local laws, comprising 14 under the NDPS Act, 2 under the Arms Act and 1 case each under the NLTP Act, POKSO Act and IT Act. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship conducted an awareness and registration drive for the Pradhan Mantri National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme, PM-NAPS, today at Jubilee Memorial College, Mokokchung. The initiative focuses on the Northeast region, aligning with the Prime Minister's vision of Ashtalakshmi and Viksit Bharat, Viksit Northeast. Speaking at the event, Additional Deputy Commissioner of Mokokchung, Atsungba Waling, highlighted the urgent need of skill development in an era defined by automation and globalization. Emphasizing that skills are the key to self-employment, Mr. Waling further encouraged students to remain flexible and resilient in the modern job market. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today in this special series, we take a look at the Haridaspur to Paradip new rail line located in Odisha. A report.
Haridaspur-Paradip new rail line spanning 82 kilometers in Odisha was conceived to establish a direct high-capacity rail link between the mineral-rich hinterland of eastern India and Paradip Port. The project was sponsored by Ministry of Railways and was sanctioned in January 1997. Despite clear strategic justification and technical preparedness, project execution encountered a familiar set of challenges like land acquisition delays, financial issues, and delays in licenses and approvals. However, the project's trajectory shifted decisively following its escalation to Pragati review in August 2018. Recognizing the project's national importance for port-based logistics and freight mobility, Prime Minister Narendra Modi issued clear time-bound direction to the Government of Odisha, Ministry of Railways and District Administration to resolve pending land acquisition and statutory clearances in a mission mode. Approved as early as 1996 but stalled for decades, the project gained decisive momentum it been reviewed under Pragati mechanism and was commissioned in 2020. The broader public promises was realized when the first passenger train was finally flagged off in March 2024, marking the corridor not just as a freight artery but as a long-awaited catalyst for balanced regional development. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Bharat Ko Jano Yatra was held yesterday in Seminyu. The program was organized by the Northeast Zone Culture Center, NEZCC, Dimapur, under the Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with the State Department of Art and Culture. In his keynote address, NEZCC Director-cum-Nodal Officer Tiso Vikole There emphasized cultural exchange as a means to strengthen national integration and unity. He exhorted the youth to take pride in and cherish the diversity of the country. Deputy Commissioner Seminyu Jafet Watch highlighted the rich cultural heritage of the Rengma community and called for preserving it for the younger generation. The event featured vibrant cultural performances by various troops from Seminyu and Assam. The third phase of training for civil defense wardens and volunteers of Dimapur district got underway yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Additional Deputy Commissioner Dimapur, Zakabo V. Rotokha, emphasized the importance of civil defense preparedness, community participation, and a coordinated response during disasters and emergencies. Highlighting that East Dimapur faces one of the worst floods in recent years due to extreme weather conditions, he said the trained wardens would play a crucial role. Wardens and volunteers from East Dimapur Town Council wards 1 to 11 and Samaguri village are participating in the 7-day training. And in cricket, Nagaland reached 322 for 6 at stumps at day 1 of the Ranji Trophy Elite match against Andhra Pradesh today. After winning the toss and opting to bat, Nagaland suffered early setbacks but recovered strongly, led by Chetan Bist, who remains unbeaten on 160. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Economic Survey 2025-26 tabled in Parliament projects country's real GDP growth at 7.4%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says reform, perform, transform, define government. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan calls for robust oversight, decorum in Rajya Sabha. And in Ranji Trophy Elite, Nagaland posts 322 for 6 on day 1 against Andhra Pradesh. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.